center. Play fake, slight roll, stops, now pops. Throwing, open, down, goal line, head zone! Touchdown, Devin Hester!
ChicagoBears.com presents Tom Thayer's Play of the Week.
Welcome to Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, 3:45 a.m. We're just off the plane and the bus from Dallas. Big win. What did you pick?
Look how nice you look in this time in the morning. Look at the moment here. 12-22, third quarter, 10-7. Still anybody's game coming out of the locker room, third quarter. We're going to take the Devin Hester play, but we got to look at a couple things here. You got to pay attention to Devin Hester, wide receiver down here to the bottom. One thing you're going to notice about the defense, they're going to bring six guy with a seven supporting against Matt Forte. If Matt Forte comes through the line of scrimmage, he's going to cover him. If he comes to the line of scrimmage, he's going to blitz. So let's watch Jay Culler here, get the center quarterback exchange, real heavy line of scrimmage, making sure everybody's in the protection. Keep their gap solid so they don't allow any immediate penetration. And this is really where the play starts. Jay understands that he's going to have a reverse rollout, fake the mat, and come and bring it all the way play side. He'll have Kellen Davis leaving the line of scrimmage late for a possible opening, but here's the man right here, Devin Hester, running a double move. So let's watch the route of Devin Hester real quickly. He's going to come off the line of scrimmage, come to a stop, restart it, and then break for the ball. And this is the great thing about it. I'm going to put it to a stop here. Look at Jay Culler. He's in the middle of the field getting ready to throw the ball. Devin Hester is outside the numbers making his first move. And he's going to bring it to the path, but Jay is going to anticipate his whereabouts almost 3.5 seconds. Because when you see him get ready to release the ball, ball released. Devin outside the numbers. Watch his flight pattern. The flight is going to come inside the hash marks, and Devin makes a great catch. And to be able to control it going to the ground. But this takes a lot of faith in your quarterback to have that pressure coming to him, thrown off his back foot, but anticipating where Devin needs to be at the completion of the play.
Finally, I just want to ask you about the influence Kellen Davis has on this play. If he doesn't run that route, does this safety maybe go back and play deeper on Devin Hester? Do you think it looks to me like this safety is responsible for Kellen Davis there?
Exactly right. They got two tight ends on this side. You got Matt Spaeth on the outside of Kellen Davis. Kellen Davis is going to ensure the line of scrimmage and have a late release. You got to make sure that you have good protection to allow a late release. We do see pressure in the face of Jay Culler. But again, he's able to set his feet, get enough behind it. But to me, being in the middle of the field and anticipating the throw right to this hash mark while Devin is still outside the number, that's a lot of confidence. And before this game, Mike Tice talked a lot about getting into the rhythm. This is part of offense getting in the rhythm. You have the outlet route, but you sure have an opportunity to take a big play. Remember, the score is 10-7, 12 minutes into the third quarter. This gives the offense a lot of breathing room, and it gives the defense ability to change their style of aggressive play at the line of scrimmage.
Great stuff as always, Tom, and a great win for the Bears in Dallas. Thanks for watching Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com.